99 in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Benton, and Conway.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Casino Resort Studio, Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort.
From the office of your favorite president, good morning to all of the 609ers, Los Angeles.
All right, you 609ers, you know what to do. And I think I'll take a little bit more juice, Roger. I don't know if it's Matt. No, I'm on two. Yeah, I think it may be Master. I don't know. My, because that's loud. I mean, that's, you know, you have to go that loud. 609, you know what to do? Move it. Let's go.
It's that time for that. Move it.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, kick me back down on two. Thank you, sir.
I
hey, you guys!
Strength and honor. Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor. Strength and honor.
Los Angeles!
Yeah, boy!
Mama.
I got to hand it to you. That was good.
Thanks, Terry. Back it up, Terry!
We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
Dad, I don't know what I do with it. Tell me what to do. No, I don't know what to do.
Whoa. Los Angeles!
Yamshimash.
Dobre.
Dobre.
You gotta be kidding me.
Good morning from London, England. Welcome to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, Justin Moore, and Christian Weaver. Whoopi Sui, Los Angeles.
Is that in honor of our fallen hero?
So. I think so.
Good morning, everybody. It is 6:11. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. Roger, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bob.
Christian, how are you? Good morning.
I'm well. How are you?
That's in honor of Bill Burnett, one of the greatest of all time. Passed away Saturday. The all-time touchdown leader for running backs.
He's got the corkscrew. Yeah, which is
Tom
amazing.
Used to love telling you, using that impression of Coach Brewer's talking about him. I think we hear.
What's going on over there?
What do we hear?
Is it something on your phone or computer? Anyway, we'll talk with Bruce James a little bit after 7 to hear his thoughts. He was a teammate. You know, his brother, Roger, played on the 64 championship. I think that was Bobby.
Wow.
And then he had another brother that was a tight end. Of course, you know, we start talking about greatest family, greatest brothers. The Burnett brothers were one of them. So.
Yeah.
Today, as always, on Monday, we'll have our friend Chris Kane, brought to you by Trader Bills. We'll have Bill Vickery, brought to you by the Super Chevy Dealers. In addition to Bruce James, we've got Graffiti at 8:30, brought to you by Fence Brokers, and Pat Bradley in the 9 o'clock hour, brought to you by Bath Fitter and Cabot Outdoors. Today, guys, National Fried Chicken Day.
Do not even ask if you're in or out.
Yeah.
Don't even ask.
Wait till you see how much consumption of chicken has risen since 2000 and how many pounds we eat per year. Red meat down. Chicken up.
Okay.
Yes.
But we're talking about fried chicken.
Talking about fried chicken. Yeah. How was your weekend, Roger?
Shout out real quick. I've got a bunch of folks that I'll thank later on with the Conway Parks and Rec for what Friday night Samantha and I.
Oh, yeah. I remember you were emceeing that.
Yeah. But so several folks came up to me. Jeremy Dillon is one, and he's got to get the shout out first because he's a 609er.
Yes.
Jeremy Dillon, thank you for coming by, saying hello, and being a 609er. Jeremy Dillon. Today is your day.
Christian, what about you? You guys lay low? Get out and about or what?
Wait a while.
Lay low?
Didn't do a
watch
whole
18
lot.
Movies?
I watched 6 or 7.
And the soccer? You watched all the soccer over the weekend?
I did, yes.
What was that? Was it Cape Verde? Is it
Cabo Verde?
Yeah. Remember,
Cabo Verde?
Yeah, they almost had the big upset over.
They had a close one with Argentina.
Messi. Messi hits another goal in a row, eight matches in a row. But the big story is tonight the Americans will play Belgium, the Waffles.
Tonight!
Is it 7 or 8 tonight?
7.
And the big news is that.
They also created French fries.
Did they? Officially?
They did.
Roger, I've heard a couple different pronunciations on this player's name, so I'm going to go to our pronunciation guide.
Go ahead.
Christian Weaver. Christian, would you give the pronunciation of the star player that's going to play tonight, even though he had a red card last week?
Follerin Balogun.
So, looked like he was going to be out. It was a ticky-tack call last week anyway. I think most would agree. But all of a sudden, out of the blue yesterday, the FIFA... says he's going to play.
Thank you.
He's in, and then the word got out that maybe President Trump had called the head of FIFA. Right. What's head of FIFA's name, Christian? Do you know? I saw it
Infantino?
Today.
Infantino? Yeah. Gianni Infantino,
Finish
I believe.
Him. Wow. Listen, Roger, if you're that kind of name, you guys ready to do deals. What's his name again?
I think it's Gianni Infantino.
Gianni Infantino, okay.
Check this out, though. First of all, you're throwing too many big words at me.
We're gonna let you in. We're gonna let him in. But now
he's Swiss, actually.
I think.
Yes,
okay. So we don't do a lot of Swiss. It becomes
so. Does this mean we? If we had not had him to play, was it questionable if we were gonna win? Now we have him. We should win tonight, right?
I think we were a favorite either way, but we're definitely in a better shape with him.
Yeah, and if we went, this is the round, Roger. You know what round this is? Round of. It is.
Finish him.
Are we still in knockout?
Yeah, there's two. Because they expanded the World Cup, there's two knockout games.
Okay. What comes after that?
What is that?
Hold on. It is.
Oh.
The next round is called what? This is the knockout round. What's the next one, Christian?
It's a round of 16, right? I mean,
I thought you go knockout round and then go sweet 16.
Well, they,
come on, man, we got to have like a death round, death match,
blood match.
Yeah, blood match, blood 16.
College basketball's got sweet.
So 16. So anyway, that's tonight. Everybody will be watching that. We'll get monster ratings being played in Seattle, right?
Yes.
And if they win that one, then we get either Portugal or who?
Spain.
Now, then all of a sudden, ooh.
Spain is real good.
But did you see, Roger, another upset? Mexico had not lost in Azteca Stadium in like 56 years, right? In the World World Cup or anything. I think it was anything, right? Their soccer, their world.
I don't know if it had been that long since they had lost, period, but they'd only lost twice ever in Estadio Azteca.
But the Brits roll in.
That's incredible.
Hey, Mexico.
No.
Quiet down.
I still don't think so. I don't know. I was not privy to all that. It was on. The guys were watching it.
But. And the last time that I think Britain played there was against Argentina in 86. And that was when Maradona had two goals. He had the hand of God.
Oh, yeah, I know. The hand of God, Roger. I was hearing a little bit about that last night.
And then he had the goal of the century.
Wow.
In that game.
Had two of those things. Roger, you also had, you know, congrats to all the teams who played in the Hatcher Agency Bush Classic that was going on. Once you see some of the names.
Oh, yeah.
Eight names on there. We can't just do one. It's like got like eight names on there now on the teams. Listen, because of Christian, we got a crazy week. Tonight we will be spending the night at the Arkansas State Trooper Training Lodge with some high-ranking officials. And we're gonna test it out, Roger. We're like the run through. What do you call it? The testers?
Just the toilet.
Baby toilets, sinks, showers, all those kind of things. So we'll do the show from there in the morning.
Food fight, furniture stains.
It's a night.
When is it open?
Yeah, no, it officially opens I think in a month. But every Arkansas State Trooper who trains will go through it, and they say it's the nicest in the country. Not even close. It's like a lodge, but we can't tell all the VIPs until tomorrow. Might be a Facebook Live tonight at some point. And then Roger, after that, we go to MENA. For the continuation of our 500 years of Arkansas restaurant.
Skyline Cafe?
Brought to you by Oaklawn. Yes,
cafe,
it's the Skyline
Cafe.
Skyline Cafe, which is, again, over 100 years. Yeah. And so, hey, Mina, call Skyline and say, hey, Morning Mayhem's coming to town.
And hell's coming with us. What do they serve? Are they a steak place?
I think it's like a normal cafe. Normal cafe.
So probably have cobbler.
Yeah, I think so.
So we got something with coffee. You can drink coffee with your meal.
So we do that Wednesday, and then Roger and Christian, we head out to Atlanta, Georgia, Saturday, Sunday, Monday for the Quaker State 400. We're doing two races, Saturday and Sunday.
That is NASCAR overload. That's going to be more NASCAR in one day than I've watched in
25 years. Easy. For me. And then we'll do the show Monday from Atlanta. Come to find out, Christian, little did I know when I picked this one, because it's just proximity and making it work with our schedule, one of the racers in this race is from Panama City and is the son of one of my dad's best friends. And Dale Earnhardt Jr. just hired him at age 21 to drive the next five races for him. So we're gonna have garage access. We'll be on the inside. And so we'll do that. And then Monday, we'll do the show there. Then we come back and head to the Star in Frisco, Texas, and do Cliff Harris Award. Then I think the following week, Roger, I think it's the SEC Media Days. So July is going to be barreling down the track,
so we
man.
We've got to hold off somewhere, squeeze in Blyville.
We got to do, Blyville's on the backside of that. We got to do our best listener contest. And so anyway, it is a crazy week. A couple
Florida trip possibly.
That's right. Got the Florida trip coming up, Raj. That's exactly right. Also, too, Kristen, did you see any of the birthdays today?
I haven't.
Well, the big one. Oh, the other big news we'll have to get to is somebody got married in MSG. Is that what they call it now?
Yeah, man.
MSG. Big time marriage. But yes, it's the birthday of Sylvester Stallone. Such a great song.
You know, that's a great song, but you know, this is also Going the Distance.
Oh, yeah. I love this one.
Oh, you have to.
It's on my workout.
Because now he's doing one-arm push-ups.
This is three. Right? No, maybe it's two.
Number one.
Oh, is it one?
Oh, I think so.
Oh, maybe it's one. Maybe it's in all of them.
When he gets it, it's so gotta
good.
Be. It's gotta
it's
be.
So good.
He's doing the push-ups.
But hey, listen, when he's, hey, He's coming back.
If you do not have goosebumps,
you know what? Now that I think about Roger, I think you're right. It's in one, but I think it's when he's down, he starts fighting back. Rocky's fighting back. He looks like he's on the ropes. Ooh, I get chills.
Oh, yeah. You're getting chills. That's exactly right. Yeah. You're getting chills.
How many Rockies?
We may have to review Rocky and see where it comes in.
Christian?
I like Rocky.
That's got to be one of the angry his head has exploded where he goes, you guys are going to do a movie review of 1976 Best Picture.
I
got to
be a warrior.
How
many Rockies are there?
There's six, and then there's two or three Creeds, right?
Well, it's all a spinoff. It's all together from that franchise. Yeah, what, nine?
Nine. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
How many have you seen? Well, I've only seen three. Four. I saw four. Drag off.
Oh, you think I've seen all the Rockies. I've seen the Creeds. First two Creeds. There's three Creeds?
I didn't see Rocky
Five
either.
Yeah, I think I've seen
first
Rocky.
First two are solid.
What about Rocky? You see Rocky Five with
Rocky Five is terrible.
Felicia Rashad's in it. When you find out who Creed is, you know who he is. You like old man Rocky.
It's got Orson in it.
I haven't seen any of that.
It's awful.
What about
he's older in Creed than he is in Tulsa King.
Did you like Five?
Rocky Five
is the guy from Oklahoma, right? The
Morrison.
Yeah, before he died, because that guy's dead.
Tommy Gunn. Tommy Gunn. Hey, man, my son, Tommy Gunn. I'm getting goosebumps thinking about his boy going and stealing back his own jacket from the bullies out there.
Yeah, so anyway, we'll ask, what was your favorite?
I gave you everything, Tommy Gunn.
Do you
can't hit me, I'll sue.
Do you rank a Rocky above, any of the Rambos, first Rambo?
It's two different.
You go Rocky 1, then Rambo 1, before you go Rocky 2? That first Rambo was pretty good. Would you put,
if you had
a listing, a ranking of the best Stallone movies, would you go Rocky 1, which is the best, obviously, and then you jump Rocky 2 and 3 and go,
seems like bailing you out of trouble is going to be a lifetime job for me.
There wouldn't be no trouble except for that king cup. All I wanted was something to eat. The man kept pushing, sir.
Well, you did some pushing of your own, John.
John!
They drew first blood, not me.
Look, Johnny, let me come in and get you the hell out of there.
They drew first blood.
Oh my God. Hey, more goosebumps.
I'm telling you, that's a good movie.
Oh my God. It's a great bad movie.
He was so big at the time.
It's a great bad movie. What's the good guy's name? Isn't there a good now?
The colonel.
No, not him.
Who's the bad guy?
In the police department.
Oh, yeah, there's one good guy. Yeah.
Yeah, is that David Caruso?
I don't think so.
Let's look it up. Let's look and see if it's David Caruso. Is it
Brian Dennehy?
No, bad guy's not Brian Dennehy.
Dennehy was in the first one.
Yeah, I think Brian Dennehy's a good guy.
The first one?
I think so. I think
No,
Dennehy's a bad guy.
Dennehy's a bad guy.
You guys are missing. First of all, let me say this. He's trying to keep the riffraff out of his town.
What does he
say? That's what he's done. He has been. You know what? It was.
What's the great line he says? He said, you don't have enough. When he said body bags, he said, what did he say? He says it like the colonel goes, you don't have enough body bags. That's a great line.
I'm not worried about him. I'm worried about you.
Hey, the other guy, there's a bad guy.
It is Caruso.
Oh, very good.
But the bad cop in there is the guy, cop that, if you haven't seen the movie, turn your radios on.
It's one, Rambo. It's two. 40 years old.
Okay. Is the one that gets hit, falls out of there. But he is so bad in it, or the editing is so suspect in it, that they dub a couple of his lines because it just doesn't mix up. But that's just because I've seen that movie every single time it comes on.
The other thing, now you guys asked me about my weekend. That's okay. I'll go ahead
How's
and tell
your weekend,
you.
Bass?
It was interesting. It was good. It was relaxing. Did you see my Channel 7 segment?
I did not. That's okay. I'll go back.
I've got somebody out there watching.
I'm sure. I'll watch it again.
I took two things out of the Terry Bradshaw cookbook. I took a drink and I took pimento cheese. So we didn't have to cook anything.
They allowed alcohol?
I showed the Bradshaw bourbon, but we mix it using cranberry. I just said this is where you would put the, Bradshaw bourbon.
That's not the Channel 7 that I grew up with.
Well,
that's not the Saturday daybreak that I remember.
So here's the thing. First thing that I was told by Daniela, which I love Daniela, she was hosting, is I was going to be, can you be up to that last hour? I said, sure, I'll do 9 to 10. It's my July 4th. Well, and then I've got two recipes to do. And I got the drink and the
pimento cheese?
Pimento cheese dip.
Okay.
And so get there and they go, yeah, you got 5 minutes. Like, what? No way. I've been here for 25 years. I got to get more than 5 minutes. Come on, man. They had Hannah Banana, Hannah the Banana Girl, who specializes in banana. They gave her 6 minutes.
Wait. You know what? Now I know I'm going to go back and watch this. You got a chick named Hannah Banana?
I say it on the air.
Say it.
I said, listen, I lost my time to Hannah Banana.
I like it.
And so anyway, so I was busting out Trey in a fun way.
You got to tell Hammer four.
Anyway, so you know what?
Go to Todd. What? He's not here.
If I had not measured, Jessica helped me measure the night before and done all that.
Here's what I want to know. Did you do what they always do?
Yeah,
which was
we did.
So you're doing the mixing and all that. Yeah. And once that's all done, this is the final product.
You had to because in case we, especially.
You only had 5 minutes.
That's right. So luckily, too, we'd already done the measurements, so we wouldn't have had time to do it. But you know what? The pimento cheese actually turned out pretty good. I'm not a pimento cheese guy. My dad loved it when I was growing up.
But yeah, it's a sandwich.
I started eating at the
I think a lot of people eat a pimento cheese sandwich.
That's right. I think back in the day, but now they're a popular dip. And have you tried a Christian before, pimento cheese?
I'm not a pimento cheese guy.
I was not, but now I'm leaning into it. So anyway, it was a good time with Daniela and Nick, the new weatherman.
Okay.
I got it done. In 6 minutes.
Very good.
Hannah
Banana.
Hopefully I was the Bradshaws will be happy.
I'm sure they will be.
With my performance.
I'm sure they would be. You sold a book or two for them.
Besides that, too, you know, I think we thought it was supposed to be nice Saturday, and it ended up being overcast most of the day.
Rained a lot at my house.
Yeah, I think Jessica was disappointed. Oh my gosh, it was microbursts in West Little Rock.
Well, I never expected it to rain at all. We had a nice little firework display in our neighborhood, but hear from Joe, the course over there was shut down.
I had just driven by there when all the power was out. I was like, and then the trees, you can see the trees had been
unreal.
Yeah,
really?
it got nasty.
Well, I didn't know there was something. Maybe it was Friday. Early Friday morning, overnight Friday morning. Does that make sense? Is that Thursday night into Friday morning? I think it was Thursday. It must have been just a huge windstorm come through because it ripped off 100 pounds of bark. But it wasn't wet off of the Craig Myrtles. It was all over the place. It might have been, but I don't know what caused that. But then it rained from Thursday on. I mean, it rained every day.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Someone says, my sister-in-law puts pimento cheese on burgers. Divine.
Oh, that's good.
That's from JT.
I would do that. I think cheese didn't do that, too.
Someone said, Baz, your dad probably likes pimento cheese because it's a staple of the Masters and he's a golfer. You know, that's a great point. I forgot, Roger. It was there. As you said, in the sandwich delivery. Someone said, Young Washington was worth the time and money spent to go see. At the movie theater.
Well, we wanted to see that. Me, Samantha Meredith.
You went and saw it?
Beckett, Hallie Scott, and James Hill. We all went and saw Toy 5 yesterday.
How was it? You already seen it 4 times before?
No, I never seen the other movies before.
Oh, you hadn't seen any of it?
I was lost in a little bit with Jesse, the sheriff lady. But I'll have to go back and do it. But it did hit home because, speaking of the tablets and the iPads that all the kids use today. So, yeah, it was good. I won't ruin the story.
From the 501 Baz, how hot is Daniela? She's a hottie and a sweetie. Jake says, No Easy Way Out from Rocky IV is a banger also. Excellent montage song. Oh, that's on my workout.
That's when he's lifting the logs in Russia.
And he's driving the Lamborghini. Yeah. He's driving the Lamborghini. No, that's a different one.
No, that's a different song. That's a...
No, I think you're wrong. I think driving the Lamborghini is Easy Way Out.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, the other one is training montage.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sort of nerd out because I've watched both of those. I've watched four and three 100 times.
Oh, no doubt.
All right, if you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. It is 6:30. We'll visit with Chris Kane, Bill Vickery, Pat Bradley, Bruce James talks about one of the great players of all time who passed yesterday. Roger, people are dropping left and right, man.
Oh, my gosh.
If I'm a defensive player right now, I'm chewing some ass on the offensive line.
That's the guy.
That's
right
our boy.
There.
That's all right, don't go away. 6:30.
Ready. brings Drive Time Sports back to Searcy this Thursday for the Sonic Air Raid 7-on-7 tournament. Live from Hardy University, presented by Double B's.
This is SportsCenter.
This weekend in the World Cup, on Saturday, Morocco eliminated Canada, beating them 3-0 to advance to the Final Eight. France did the same by beating Paraguay 1-0, the lone goal coming on the Kylian Mbappe penalty kick. France and Morocco will play in the quarterfinal on Thursday. On Sunday, Norway knocked off Brazil, winning 2-0, both goals coming from Erling Haaland. This will be the country's first time ever in the quarterfinals. Then England knocked out Mexico in Mexico City, beating them 3-2. Jude Bellingham scored 2 goals in 2 minutes, and Harry Kane knocked in a penalty kick. England played with 10 men for the last 50 minutes as Jarrell Kwanzaa received a red card. Norway and England will play in the quarterfinal on Saturday. Today, the action gets started at 2 with Portugal and Spain. Then the United States will take on Belgium at 7. Fuller and Balogun will likely be playing in the game as his red card suspension was suspended. However, Belgium has the right to appeal the suspension. Both of the games can be seen on Fox. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network. Listen for Champs and Chumps on Fridays during The Zone. Brought to you by Ouachita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders, building premier homes in Hot Springs.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Mostly sunny this morning and then clouding up this afternoon with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. We'll have a high of 92 degrees. Those showers and thunderstorms could produce some gusty wind and dangerous lightning, so head on indoors when they do start. Even a 20% chance of a shower or thunderstorm tonight with an overnight low of 72. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
The Rock City Margarita and Great Arkansas Beer Festival, presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs, is back. It's going down July 18th from 5 to 8 at the Statehouse Convention Center in downtown Little Rock. Your ticket includes a tasting cup and margarita samples from some of the best bars and restaurants in the city. Get your tickets now at 1037thebuzz.com. Sip, sample, and celebrate summer at the most refreshing event of the season. It's the Rock City Margarita and Great Arkansas Beer Festival, presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs and brought to you in part by Tito's Handmade Vodka.
Camping season is here, and Razorback Camper Sales in Hot Springs is liquidating all 2026 year model travel trailers and fifth wheels. If you've been thinking about a new trailer, now is the time to buy. One of the many great deals is a 20-foot Salem with bunk beds, power awning, plywood floor, and much more for only $14,990 or $150 a month. Hurry while the selection is good. All these great deals can be seen at RazorbackCamperSales.com.
Hi, I'm Hunter Bell. When you think about buying a car, we want you to think Bell Chevrolet. Not just because we want your business, but because we want to be on your side. That's what buying a car should look like. Simple, stress-free, knowing you have someone in your corner. We have something for every budget, new or pre-owned. I keep telling y'all it's better at Bell. Now it's time to come find out for yourself. Come see us on Chenal Parkway or shop at BellChevrolet.com. Together, let's drive.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 501-600-2763. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 501-600-2763. That's 501-600-2763.
Arkansas's Best Chevy Dealers presents Kevin Bohannon each week on Drive Time Sports with Randy Rainwater and Rick Schaefer on 103.7 The Buzz. Chevrolet, together. Let's drive.
This is Darren McFadden. I listen to Baz, Justin, and Rod because they got their wood. Enjoy Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
I must break you.
What was that first part?
I must break you.
Oh, gotcha. One more time on that one.
I must break you.
Does Rocky go... go for it on that, or is that Mr. T?
I think that's it. I think it looks...
go for it.
Yeah, you're really, right.
He does it to either Mr. T
this
or
Mr.
Him.
T. Oh, babe, go for it.
It is 6:35. Join us in studio, Chris Kane. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. Good morning.
We'll get your official opening shortly. But I saw you on the boat probably more than anybody this weekend on social media.
There's a lot of folks who have noticed the boat ads for Trader Bills. Yes, we went out on the water and filmed a lot with our friends over at Flyover Agency, Jeremy and Alicia. And
drone footage.
It's a big content game these days, and so making a lot of content out there, having fun at the same time, and what a beautiful weekend. At least the early part of the weekend was great out there on Lake Hamilton on Friday and early Saturday.
How crazy did it have to be on the lake, like in Hamilton, July 4th? I've seen it before. I've been over on July 4th, and it's, you know, there's 9,000 boats. I remember, Roger, we've talked about this before. Jennings Osborne used to pay for the fireworks on Lake Hamilton, and he had this boat. His house was back in the corner, big mansion kind of deal. He had this, like, I don't know, 80-foot boat or 100-foot boat. I don't know how big it is, but it looked like it should be in the Gulf of Mexico.
Right, right. It stood out on the lake. Yeah.
So we would take it out there, Raj, to see the fireworks. And it was just like, ladies and gentlemen, everybody would go, love you, Jennings, thank you, Jennings, you know, love you, America. And Jennings would, like, you know, of course, Jennings, he just, you know, mumble, like that. And so, you know, he'd wave at everybody. And it would be, there'd be 1,000 boats out there, 1,000 boats. And then at night, when it was over with, all the lights come on. And then it's get back to hopefully safe. I just remember we were in that big old boat. I'm thinking, Lord, help us if we don't run over somebody.
You are the big boat on the lake. So, you know, you do feel a little more protected than a little dinghy. But still, it's scary at night when you just see a whole bunch of red and blue and green lights all over the lake just going back and forth.
Looked like Torpedo Joe's had a massive turnout, which no surprise, right. Raj.
It was massive in every neighborhood.
Yeah, it looked like RJ had a big shoot-off, if you will.
Yeah, I'm sorry I couldn't make that, but every neighborhood and every neighborhood on the other side of that neighborhood.
I'm glad you brought that up. Jessica has a 13th floor office over here right next to us. So we went up and watched the fireworks from there. And, Roger, you're right. You could look around. You're up so high. Around all of central Arkansas, you could see to North Little Rock, maybe towards Jacksonville. I don't know how far you could see, but I'm telling you, there were 50 or 100 different places that were shooting. And then not just, I mean, pretty good little fireworks. Yeah. Like, but everybody's got pretty, you know, they can go by to like Torpedo Joe's and get the high-end stuff.
Even the amateurs,
by the cakes.
There were a lot of sirens on Saturday. Did you notice that? And maybe it was just in my neighborhood.
I thought they were air raids,
There was a lot, and it was early. There were a lot of sirens, too. Yep. And I thought, oh, okay. Well, you know, and luckily, you know, we all felt confident in our neighborhood. When that downpour happened, we were like, all right, we're good. We're good. Yeah. No worries about a stray firework tonight. Yep. Feeling much better about it now. Absolutely. Into the trees or whatever it may be. Yeah.
And I did a little Channel 7 work on July 4th. That was the first channel. That's first July 4th work I've ever done on TV.
I meant to ask you, are you an official ambassador now for the Bradshaws?
Well, you know, Terry did that for us, Roger, for free. He did that whole thing.
Oh, wow.
He did.
Last fall?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it was one of those things I just thought, hey, if we're going to do something, I'll use his book, give him a little love. And I've done one of the recipes in there before. And it, you know, we actually took it to the fireworks Saturday night, and we were like, man, this was great pimento cheese.
I love pimento cheese. I need to try it.
Yeah.
But classic Baz showing up, expecting double segments.
Oh, come on, man.
Expecting to have half hour, by the
I'm
way.
I'm coming all down there on my July 4th. Wait a minute. That's what I get covered in Tulsa, Arkansas, is 6 minutes. Are you kidding me? On July 4th, I come down there to help
10
out.
Minutes, 10 minutes come of airtime.
So Trey Lewis is producer, and he's a good guy on that. But I'm like, Trey! Hannah Banana's getting more time than me. Come on, man. What's up with that? So I had to cruise through. Thank goodness I was prepared.
You had everything measured out.
I did.
I'm proud of you.
I did. Thank
Way
you.
Way to go. I mean, I should say thanks to Jessica because I'm sure it was her idea.
She did. Yes. Yeah, she helped big. So for you, you and Christian are our international guests.
International.
I say guests, international voices, rather.
Okay.
On our show.
Christians. So, Christians being the international voices.
Are you excited about tonight?
Yes. Yeah, I think it's fun.
What do you think about the controversy with Berlanga?
Well, we made a call. We made a call to Antifa. He's the leader of FIFA. We made a call. We made a deal, and we told him. We said we're not going to stand for it. We're doing it. We're going to play him, and no matter what you say, we're doing it. And he said, "Okay, Mr. President, whatever you would
in
like.
Our country,
in our beautiful country, we let everyone play no matter what. They call him an anchor baby. We don't care. We love him anyway. He's from here, and we know he's going to do great today. He's going to score a million goals tonight.
By the way, I think Roger, you may have alluded to it last week, or somebody did. I thought on the show, his story, that guy's story.
I talked about it.
Yeah, do you, listen to this. You know the story, Roger? Right. Tell the story, Christian, on how this guy got to be here in the United States.
So, Balogun's mother traveled to the United States, New York, too late in the pregnancy. She was unable to fly back.
They wouldn't let her because they looked at her and go, you're, you know, you're, and so they made her stay here.
And she gave birth in Brooklyn. To Balogun. After she was able to travel back, they traveled back to London. He was raised in London.
Yeah,
where he's a sniper on the field is what I'm told. We call him Blowgun. He can hit anybody. And he's so precise with the ball. Did you see how he hit it the other day? It was a beautiful thing.
Well, the only reason I knew Roger is because I saw Christian's post the other day. I get alerts when I get Christian post, and Christian said, oh, no, we're in trouble with that Balogun.
We just keep saying his name in different ways every time.
It's like Rowan Gardner. You just keep it going.
You said that like you because he got red carded. I said, no, must not be good. And now, boom! Now we're favored easily.
The art of the deal, baby. The art of the deal. That's what we're doing.
So if we win this one, we don't have a round. Last one was a knockout round. We were hoping this would be like blood round, blood six.
Still
or
a knockout round.
Still knockout round.
Really, both of them are.
Yeah, if we get to the next match, it will be what? Still knockout round.
Quarterfinals.
We go from knockout round to nothing. Like, come on, man, what are we doing?
The king of promotion here is not satisfied.
Yes, why are you going? Knockout round, then they go, 16. That's 16.
Well, quarters, after a group quarters, stage. Quarters. I guess after a group stage, they're all knockout round.
They're all, it's all one and done at this point. Yeah.
I want to see more Sophie Cunningham.
So do you...
You got to get there's a wonderful little drop that she had with
incredible.
It, too. Yeah.
It's everywhere.
It was sinking. It drops.
Speaking of women's athletics, did you see Briellis, Raj? July 4th.
Rebombs?
Indiana Fever now.
July 4th, she got up there, seventh inning. The talons are down. Rebomb, walk off, rebomb, July 4th. Did you see that, Chris?
I did not.
Come on, man.
I had softball on, I think, on Friday at my parents' house because they're on ESPN late afternoon. Yeah, they're on ESPN. So yeah. I just turned on ESPN, and there it was, the softball league. Yeah, I was over at my parents' place. Oh, yeah, here. Hanging out, you know, before the 4th.
No, your parents were on ESPN?
No. I turned on ESPN over there just to see what was on, and there it was. It was, National Women's Softball League.
I failed to mention, Roger, besides it being National Chicken Day.
What was wrong with you?
That's a little fried chicken, by the way.
Yeah.
We forgot to say already, we've gone 40 minutes of the show and did not mention another championship for Joy Chestnut. 18th National Nathan's Hot Dog. Point. Yeah, now, but what's crazy, he ate 66 hot dogs in 10 minutes. The runner-up ate 51. So he beat him by 15. Wow. And then Roger, his world championship number is 76.
Yeah, this seemed like a step down year.
So how many?
Maybe slowing down.
Do we need to fade him next year?
Is he 66?
Has he hit the crescendo? Is he up there now? Is he on the downward trend?
Yeah.
All I got to say,
it's like Burnett. I mean, we've had some great running backs, but no one's gotten that record.
Nobody's touching him.
Which is amazing. Yeah. So it's still out there. Well, so Joy doesn't have to even try.
Roger and I are. We'll admit that we will get juvenile sometime. And I'm just. There's one thing that I think about with him.
Yeah.
The aftermath.
Oh yeah, you go. Right
well, what this. Happens? Yeah. Can you imagine being in his place?
Well, you got to purge yourself.
Yeah,
right?
You have to. Yeah. There's no way you want that to go through.
So you think he purges all of it, or you think it comes out the both ends?
Yeah. Well, not all of it comes. No, he's got to. There's going to be some that stays.
He keeps some of it down.
Gullet.
Yeah,
but yeah, he cannot keep that in his stomach.
No, you can't. You've got to get rid of it. You've got to Karen Carpenter.
So this is 3 days ago. Here's what happens inside the body after a Nathan's hot dog contest. According to this Sporting News article, everyone wants to know if he eats 76 in a 10-minute span, does he find a way to get them out afterwards?
Yeah.
Apparently, he does not purge.
Okay. There you go.
Now, there are natural risks associated with eating massive amounts of food in a short period of time.
I think tear up your body. I think.
Absolutely.
Again, I mean, when you look at what happened with anorexia. Well,
he's like trained his gut or whatever to expand or something.
Yes, I guess.
So, gastroparesis is known as the paralysis of the stomach. Prevents the body from properly disposing of food after it's eaten. It can lead to a feeling of fullness or nausea after. So yeah, there's a lot of questions about what they do after, but apparently they don't all just purge afterwards.
I think it's
voluntarily.
Yeah. Well, I think it's so dangerous. Yeah.
Did you see the women's division? I think Mika.
Are they married?
Mika, I don't think so. Are they? Mika Sudu. How many donuts do you think she ate?
We have some audio from her.
I must break
you. How many did she
eat? How many do you think she ate?
How many did...
He ate 66.
She ate 30.
She ate 50, which was only one less than the second place man.
Okay.
Who was the girl that had the cool name?
That's a ton for the ladies.
Yeah. Who was the spider lady? What was her name? Remember her?
No. I remember.
661-1037. What was the name of the spider lady that would always be get second? Yeah. So anyway, that happened over the weekend, too. Also, did you see our buddy Jordan Johnson's kids? See the pictures of the sharks they got down in Florida?
No.
Wow, it was in the paper yesterday.
On the shore? Did they catch them short?
Yeah, it's become a thing down there. You can do that, pay to catch sharks at night.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Gotta be careful. I've seen the videos of what happens if you don't properly unhook them and put them back in the water. It could end up in the ER.
Nice article on Barry Brandt.
Yeah, I saw that.
High profile, too.
You know what's funny about that is...
He has no gray. Is that his blonde hair? Surely that's not... I mean, that looks like he's 28 years old. He's got the hair of a 28-year-old.
Well, you're calling out his hair dye.
Yeah.
No, is that what it is?
Well,
I don't know for a fact. It may be gray.
What
do you think?
You just casually threw that out.
No, I think
that's natural.
I think it's highlight.
I'm going natural. I'm sticking up for Barry.
He's got great hair.
Listen.
He does have great hair.
We know people that juice. We know people on Ozempic. And it's okay for dudes to color their hair.
I have no problem with it.
It's one of the touch of things. You know, it's a touch of.
Absolutely.
It's a touch of.
Were you disappointed, Chris? You did not get an invite to Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce.
I will tell you. After seeing what that ended up being,
What did it end up being?
I didn't see anything about it.
I didn't either.
Well, just everyone who's ever touched a microphone. I'm surprised Baz would invite it. Legitimately, everyone who's ever touched a microphone in football was invited, or been around it.
I mean, I saw people making memes. It was like, yeah, I was invited.
Was Bobby Wells there?
Well, there were some that were, and you go, how was that person invited?
It's like, I don't know what's true.
Yeah. So
I saw the list. I know. How about that?
It definitely felt like this was a Travis Kelce planned way. I mean, if you think about it, the guy who made himself famous going, you know, Sloppy Joe, Sloppy Joe, is doing your wedding vows. No matter how good of a friend he is, it's
true.
Like,
yeah.
Okay, that's a Travis Kelce production right
Finish
there.
Finish him.
Well, at least that's done. That's done.
Yeah.
Of course, you know what? It'll be next. The next big thing will
be the baby watch.
You know that's coming.
Yes.
All right. If you want to be part of the show, 661-1037. Toby Keith taking us to break. 6:47 here on Morning Mayhem.
Don't you sweat it. Everything is waiting inside. You know I got it. Come and get it. Who's your daddy? Who's your baby? Who's your buddy? Who's your friend?
Partnership with Oaklawn Sports is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. And on the biggest soccer stage in the world this summer, FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports, is changing the soccer game with a feature built for soccer fans. Because sometimes your player gets subbed off and your bet goes with them. It can happen at any moment. 1 minute, they're on the pitch creating chances, and the next, they're heading to the bench. Well, not anymore with FanDuel Super Sub. If your soccer player is subbed out, your bet stays in. That's right. When your player leaves the match, your bet automatically continues on with a substitute player. So whether the action happens early, late, or deep into stoppage time, you're still in it until the final whistle. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started now. FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports. Let there be goals this summer on FanDuel. Must be 21 plus and present in Arkansas. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Chris Crane Dodge Jeep Ram of Hot Springs presents the Spa City Classic, Arkansas's largest indoor pickleball tournament. Over 150 different age groups and skill levels will compete this July 30th through August 2nd inside the Hot Springs Convention Center. Go to pickleballtournaments.com and view all the details on the Spa City Classic, sponsored by Washtenaw Bar and Grill and Comfort Inn and Suites. Entry deadline July 15th. Go to pickleballtournaments.com and enter today.
Thank you.
grave and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Bluebell chocolate lava cake is a mountainous eruption of flavor. Classic vanilla ice cream loaded with rich chocolate cake pieces, rivers of chocolate sundae sauce, chunks of dark chocolate, and a deep fudge swirl. Prepare yourself for an earth-shaking experience.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made
for Bluebell half gallons, $6.99 when buying two at Kroger. Now through July 7th.
You asked for a premium boat at an accessible price, and Trader Bills Outdoor Sports deliver. Introducing the new Vexus Defender, starting at under $32,000. Unlike other brands, the Defender boasts an all-welded, high-performance hull, hydraulic steering, and custom fiberglass components that give you a stronger, smoother, and drier ride. For 42 years, our award-winning family business has put sportsmen first. Experience the difference at Trader Bills Outdoor Sports at Hot Springs or Little Rock location, or on the web at TraderBills.com.
The Arkansas Department of Transportation reminds you there is zero tolerance for handheld devices in highway construction zones, which are hands-free by law. And always slow down when you see orange barrels. Help us keep road workers and drivers safe. We all want to get home at the end of the day. Just remember, slow down, phone down. It only takes a second to change your life or someone else's. This message from the Arkansas Department of Transportation, the Arkansas Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Shipments of spring and summer fashions are arriving at Bell & Sword. That means swimwear from Saks, Peter Noir golfwear and shirts, Johnny O's store within a store. Be sure to check out the Faraday line and Martin Dingman shoes and leather goods. So hurry in for a great value on quality men's clothing at Bell & Sword for your spring and summer items. And you'll look fantastic. Bell & Sword, 1011 Oak Street in downtown Conway on Facebook and Instagram.
Get in the conversation with Life and Feedback at 1037thebuzz.com. Presented on Out of Bounds by Arkansas Best Chevy Dealers. Chevy Colorado eats up the road with five available gears, and Silverado has the muscle to tow. Life and feedback from Arkansas Best Chevy Dealers. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
You're listening to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, Christian Weaver, and Justin Moore.
For more than a decade, Chris Kane has graced the airwaves of KATV Channel 7 as weekend sports anchor with Steve Sullivan and then later news anchor and personality on KATV's Daybreak Morning Show. He's the current MC of the prestigious Miss Arkansas pageant. He's guest hosted every show on The Buzz, and he's an expert on solar power. But today, it's all about mayhem. Brought to you by Trader Bills. Check out their new line of pontoon boats in Hot Springs and off I-30 in Little Rock, and get out on the water.
Bump, bump, bump. You know, I saw some water. I've never been to Beaver Fork Lake.
Oh, yeah, in Conway. How was that?
That was fantastic. What a neat little setup. Well, I grew up in Hot Springs and got all the lakes that are there, and I haven't been to very many of them in the last many years, but that one right there has got a nice little sand volleyball. It's got some things for kids to play on. It was really a neat area.
Yeah. Is it, if I'm leaving from Little Rock to Conway, is it first, second, or third exit to get to it?
Is it the
Salem?
You can go either. You can either go Salem.
That's the one we
took. Or you can go 65. You can go to the east side, going 65. If you want to go like the park area, you take the Salem.
Small lake.
Yeah.
Small little lake.
Well, I didn't go out and watch. I don't know. I didn't read up on it. I just went out there, and we were there. Sam Shepard, a fellow from a few years ago from Dardanelle, Arkansas, on American Idol, who had at least made it to Hollywood. He came. He did all the performing. But I met some folks. There's some youngsters that listen to us. Now, it's Zachary and Vincent Lewing. But to their friends like me, it's Zach and Vinny. Zachary and Vincent Lewing. L-E-W-I-N-G. They're youngsters that listen to us on their school bus. They said that they'd be able to listen to us on their school bus when they were doing that. So thank you to those fellas for stopping by. It was a fun time.
609ers are everywhere.
Yeah, they are. They are. What did they said? I'm 6:15 today. It's okay.
That's okay. Yeah. Eric Brandon. I met him at Doe's the other day, and he goes 609er. As I was walking out the door, Eric Brandon, 609er.
That's what the Army comment.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, it happens in everywhere.
Isn't that crazy?
Isn't
that interesting?
Yeah.
Roger, we mentioned it at the top of the hour, and Chris, in case you didn't hear it, crazy week this week for us. Tonight we'll be going over to the Arkansas State Trooper Training Lodge, where the troopers who train to be troopers, or the young men who train to be troopers, stay for like, I think, a month or two months. I don't know how long the training is, but they had this new lodge that the foundation built, no taxpayer money, and it's super nice. It's the nicest in the country. We're spending the night. We're testing out everything tonight.
You're going to go through some of the drills and
no,
exercises?
No, we're testing out like the toilets.
Oh.
And, we're just making sure everything works well.
You are testing the appliances.
That's right.
And the toilets. Okay,
so we'll
wonderful.
Be over there tonight. And then Wednesday we go down to Mena. So I'll just tell you, our trip to Jones Barbecue, I made a post yesterday talking about how, you know, Roger, we were reading. This is about history. You know, you're really not going there just to get a sandwich. You're part of history. Thing's been around 119 years, and you know, when that thing started,
same family.
Yeah. It's the oldest business that's owned by a black family that's operating in the country, and so we go, hey, no big deal on that. Well, you know, they were lynching blacks back. Roger went back 17 documented cases of KKK members lynching black people from 1880 to about 1919. So that you put that in the mix where they're trying to run this business. And anyway, I think of the 150,000 impressions on social media that people just love reading that story. And
just on your post?
Just on my post.
Wow.
150,000.
Wow.
In one day. So what we're wondering, Roger, we've gone to, you know, Camden, the White House Cafe, the Ohio Club, is that all these places you've been around 100 years, there's so many stories and so many, like, you know, yeah, my dad took me there, whatever. And so it's really been a cool experience.
My granddad.
Yeah. So Mena, as we mentioned, Mena, you tell all you folks down there, tell them text that we're coming.
And hell's coming with us,
as they said in Tombstone.
Where are you going?
It's the Skyline Cafe. Cafe. It's open. Okay. I think, let's see how many years it's been open. Looks like 104 years, opened in 1922. So, I know there are a couple out there that are not on our list. And then we also, Roger, got to go to the Dixie Pig in Blytheville. That's 103 years old. But it's been interesting to be a part of that. So we've enjoyed it. And then we go to our first NASCAR experience in the pits, in the garage, Roger. Mm-hmm. And Christian and Chris, we are doing the NASCAR experience with a former NASCAR team owner.
Ooh.
And it's going to be, and his son is actually driving. Why is that doing that, Raj?
Doing what?
How come we're not hearing any music?
I think it's going to hit.
Great question.
Just
it's
supposed to hit right now.
So that's why I pay attention to the clock, boys.
Okay. Good job, Bess.
Yeah. We're going to hit 58 watt to go to
5840.
5840. Yeah. And so we're going to be able to go to Atlanta. It's the Echo Park Speedway, the old Atlanta Motor Speedway. Anyway, my dad's best friend's son is driving for Earnhardt Jr. Saturday night.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And Roger's right. We're going to get NASCAR overdose Saturday and Sunday and do the show Monday from Atlanta. Then we come back, and then we go to Texas for Frisco for the Cliff Harris Award at the Star.
Hello.
Yeah. It's
it's football season.
It's go time. Yeah, and then we go to SEC Media Days not long after that. So, anyway, don't go away. A lot more to come. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. It is 7 o'clock.
Your heart works hard for you every day. Are you taking care of it? UAMS Health makes it easy with our heart health screening. For just $99, you will receive a heart CT scan, cholesterol and glucose testing, kidney and blood pressure assessments, plus stroke risk screening, all with same-day results. If you're over 35 or have a family history of heart disease, this screening is for you.